in honor of Shabbat Chol Hamoed Pesach. I wanted to just share a quick idea on the Torah reading from this from Shabbat Chol Hamoed. We use it for, both on Pesach and on Sukkot. And it's very interesting because it comes from the story post the sin of the golden calf, of the Chetah Egel. And at the time, Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Not a very positive time for the people. But through Moshe's incredible, very much determined davening on our behalf, we were spared. And so you would think that at that type of period, it would be the last thing that would be on Moshe's mind would be to ask Hashem, please show me your essence. Harini et kvodecha. Show me, hodieni na et rachecha. Show me your ways. Ve'edecha leman emsachim ve'necha. And so from this we have, and also Moshe asks, harini na et kvodecha. Show me your glory. And so the last thing you would think is this dark moment that you would have Moshe asking for such a thing. But I think that perhaps that's exactly what comes out of this very difficult story, is that from that incredible event and Moshe's determined praying upon our behalf, that it led, actually allowed Moshe to access a much higher level in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that we have the 13 attributes of mercy that come from that we say at fast days and other times, and on this Asfar, said on a daily basis to bring the rachamim into the world, to bring that mercy into the world. And so, but what's incredible about it is that we think about it, so here, at the darkest place, you can actually have the greatest light. And so I think it's very apropos that here at this time of history, of what we're going through, we are in very difficult straits where we have tremendous darkness. The incredible potential for light that can come from that, and we have to remember from these stories, like here with Moshe, after the Chetah Egel, which is an extremely dark time for our people, that Moshe can then access through that process of coming to Hashem, beseeching Him, and being able to come from that, reaching levels, incredibly high levels of connection with Hashem. We also read from Shir HaShirim, and so there are different approaches to the Song of Songs written by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. But the idea, either the approach, is that it's a story between us, meaning the Jewish people, and Hashem, or it's the individual and Hashem. But it's this idea of a lover, of extremely intense relationship between two lovers. And so that, again, we see that as we come out, as we emerge from Egypt, from the darkness of Egypt, that we forge an incredible, incredible relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both on the macro and on the micro level. So we as individuals have to take heed and know that this is a time of year that reminds us, that brings us back to this incredible, auspicious time of where we initiated this very, very special relationship. And so we read from Shir HaShirim as a reminder, again, of the incredible opportunity we have, both on the communal level and also on the individual level, of our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, of lovers, right? That Hashem calls Avram, our great-great-grandfather, who was considered, he and Sarah are lovers. Hashem considered them lovers. They did things, their motivation was from love. And so that, to underline the relationship that we have with Hashem, they forged that pathway for us. And so we have that special, special relationship. And as we celebrate the Chag HaPesach, as we're in the midst of Passover, to realize and to take advantage of this incredible relationship, and that as we are in this incredibly dark period of time, that from the darkness emerges the light, and that we can take this as an opportunity to forge and to strengthen and to be able to take our relationship with Hashem to much, much higher levels. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbat.